With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome to the Prophet Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all season long, with your host, Calvin Wright. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Prophet Podcast. It is Saturday, November 2nd. We're into November football. Very exciting stuff. Today, I'm getting into the start and sit questions you asked on Instagram. And before I get started, I just want to say that unless you tell me otherwise, I'm going to answer these questions assuming it's a PPR league. That's the standard scoring setting I use. All right, so the first question we have is Michael Gallup or Sterling Shepard? I'm going to go with Gallup here. Gallup, he got off to a hot start this season, but he's slowed down in recent weeks. Now, with this matchup against the Giants, it's a perfect opportunity for Gallup to get back on track. I'm expecting huge games for both Gallup and Amari Cooper. With Saquon and Ingram back and healthy, the Giants, I think that offense, it's going to score enough to keep the Cowboys offense throwing some throughout the game, so I'm not super excited about Shepard. Dallas, they have a top 10 pass defense, and I think most of this offense will go through Evan Ingram and Saquon Barkley. Now, the matchup for the Cowboy wide receivers, it is great. The Giants, they're the 25th worst pass defense in the league, and I expect the Cowboys to show up on Monday night. Okay, next we have Doyle, Goddard, or Jonnu Smith for tight ends. Now, I'm not a big fan of Doyle. He's extremely touchdown dependent, and he's got Ebron there too, and his matchup, it is not great. Now, I'm a big fan of Goddard, and I think he'll have a good week, but I would go with Jonnu Smith, simply because he isn't sharing the tight end work. Their matchups, they're pretty equal, neither have a great matchup, and Smith, he has a better snap percentage, he's on the field more, so we have a small sample size of Smith though, which is a problem, but we don't have a small sample size of Ryan Tannehill. We know that Tannehill, he loves the tight end position, and he can support a top 10, and once actually a top 5 tight end. I think it was actually 2013 when Charles Clay, he had over 700 yards and 6 touchdowns with Tannehill in Miami. So I'm pretty excited about the Tennessee tight ends with Ryan Tannehill playing under center. Okay, next question, Goddard or Doyle? So I already talked about them, but Goddard, he's my second choice up above, so I'm going to go with him. He really has looked great this season, and he's seeing pretty good volume. So yes, he has to share with Ertz, but I still think he's worth starting. Okay, next up, Jacoby Brissett or Sam Darnold? Now, it's hard to do, and it may make you cry, but I'm going to go with Sam Darnold. The matchup, it's as good as it can be against Miami. I think this is the week the Jets finally get back on track. They've had some struggles. I was very excited about them in preseason and all offseason, but they have gotten off to a bad start, and I think they get back on track against Miami. Now, Brissett, he's been great this season, filling in for Andrew Luck, who is gone forever, as we all know. He's exceeded expectations, but the Pittsburgh defense, it actually scares me a lot, especially more than Miami's defense. So it's hard to do after Darnold. He's been so horrible past couple weeks. But I think he puts up a great line this week, and I think he's safe to start against Miami. Who's better this week, Saquon Barkley or Le'Veon Bell? Saquon, he's a must-start, even with how much I love Bell this week against Miami, who's allowing 160 rush yards per game. I think Bell, he has a better week, I would honestly say that. But if you have to, some reason, you can't start both of them, I would go with Saquon, just because the probability of him being the number one running back this week, it's much higher than Le'Veon Bell's. Even though the matchup isn't as good, and I think Bell outscores Saquon, I would still start Saquon over Le'Veon Bell if I had to choose just one. And one thing you don't have to worry about with Saquon is the volume. The Giants, they don't have Adam Gase. So I love Bell, but if Gase gives him 12 touches again, you're not going to have a good week no matter who you are running the ball. All right, the next question. The Buffalo running backs, thoughts on them this week? I'm super excited about the Buffalo running backs this week against Washington. I think Gore, I think he is startable if you have to. And Singletary, he's primed for a breakout. I know I say that a lot, but I'm not just saying that. The breakout, it seemed like it was coming, but it was delayed by the hamstring injury. And he came back slowly more involved over the last two games. And he saw a touchdown last week, a great snap percentage, out-snapped Frank Gore, I think 68% of the snaps were Singletary's, and he seems fully healed from that hamstring injury. I will be extremely shocked if the Bills don't reward him with more volume. Washington, they're giving up 137 rush yards per game, and Dalvin Cook, he just put up a huge game against them last week. The Redskins, they gave up over 160 rush yards per game. Dalvin Cook had 97 of those, and Madison did a lot of damage too. And even if Gore still has more carries than Singletary, Singletary will still be able to do a lot of damage as a receiver. They just gave up the 5 receptions and 73 yards to Cook through the air. So especially in PPR leagues, I am comfortable starting Singletary. And if I have to because of injuries and buys, I'd start Gore. Okay, Jameis Winston or Sam Darnold? Oh, now this one's tricky because both of them could severely burn you and lose you your week. Both, they're inconsistent, and you're never going to be able to sleep easily at night with either of them in your lineup. Now, as I mentioned, Darnold, he has the amazing matchup against Miami. And for that reason, I think I'm going to start him over Jameis Winston, just because I think they're really... I don't see a world where the Jets don't come out and perform very well against Miami. They have not been able to stop anyone this year. Now, Winston, he's got Seattle, who not a great defense, but is much better than Miami's. And I'm going Darnold over Winston. They're both pretty ugly because they can both severely damage your team. But just based on that matchup and the weapons Darnold possesses this week with the dump-offs to Bell, I think I'm going to start Darnold over Winston. But I think you can go both ways. I think he has a good week this year, week against Seattle, but I think Darnold is primed for a big game. All right, Bell, Fournette, or Davante Adams? I think all of them should be starting, but if you have to start one for some reason, I'm going to go with Le'Veon Bell. The Dolphins, they're allowing 160 rush yards per game. That's the average. That means there have been games over that, which it's just absurd how bad their rush defense is. Now, the main reason, though, why I'm going Bell over the rest, because I mentioned they're all great options, I think with Adams questionable and playing later, I'm going to go with Bell, since Fournette, he plays at 9:30 in the morning. Now, I do expect a very good game from Fournette, but there won't be any options if Adams is playing. And we frequently see offenses struggle in these London games, so I think there's more risk. So all three of the options, they're great, but with the injury and the times of the game and the risk and rewards, I think Bell explodes. So I'm starting Le'Veon Bell over all three of those, or all two of those. Okay, last question on the podcast, Devin Singletary or James White? Now, I actually think Singletary will outscore James White this week, simply based on the matchups, but I think you have to play James White. He's incredibly safe in PPR leagues, he's averaging, I think, six receptions a game. So with Gordon gone, his reception totals, they have gone up. I think he's seeing even more involvement in the passing game. Sorry. White, he's averaging, as I said, 6 receptions and 51 receiving yards per game. So you're essentially insured a double-digit PPR game. And if he scores a touchdown, that's a great game. Now, White, he is questionable, popped up on the injury report later in the week, but I expect him to start. And if he doesn't, Singletary is a great option. Sadly, this is the bummer, White, he plays the night game and Singletary plays the early game, so we won't have much flexibility or knowledge on his status early in the day when you have to make this decision. So just make sure you keep an eye on the injury, so keep refreshing your news feed, read what the beat reporters in New England are saying about it. But if you have to, if it doesn't look good for James White, don't be afraid to plug in Singletary. He's not going to lose you this week. And against the Redskins, with the receiving role he has, I think Singletary has a lot of upside. So those are all the questions for this week's podcast. Thank you for listening, as always. I will also be putting in the start and sit thing on Instagram, where you can drop any last minute start and sits. And I won't answer them in as much detail, but I'll try to get to as many as possible throughout the day. So hope your matchups go well. Hope I didn't give you really bad advice. Have a good week nine. Have a good week nine on the way to the playoffs, I'm hoping. All right. See you next week on the 5-Player Podcast.